Little me.
Hey guys, I'm your host Angel.
Hey guys, I'm your host Paige.
And this is the Dear Little Me podcast. I really can't even get the words out of my mouth. I'm so excited.
I know. What is this? Oh my God. We filmed two videos yesterday, and who knew we'd be here filming a freaking like thoughts and reaction video to a new.
It feels like the beginning of the holy fuck era when we were getting like all those announcements. We filmed like every single day of the week.
So I woke up late. Bren let me sleep in. I woke up like a little after 10. So I opened my phone and my phone was on like do not disturb. So I didn't even see our group chat going. I just went straight to Instagram. I was like checking my Instagram and Demi's like thing popped up. It was like, oh, like new song. But I didn't even know that the music video dropped and the song dropped. I thought it was like a teaser and we were gonna get it like tomorrow. So then I saw people like posting about it. I was like, oh my God, there's a video. Like I just was not, I was out of it. Like we were not prepared for this. Like this is crazy, insane.
Yeah. No, yeah. We were just talking about this before and Paige was like, let's just hit record and get our actual reactions. I was hanging out with my boyfriend and I saw the like notification on YouTube come up on my phone because I have Demi's like YouTube channel notifications on, and it said Demi Lovato Swine, like official music video. And I thought it was like one of those fan accounts that just put their username like that so it like tricks you. And I clicked on it and I saw like 4 minutes ago and it was like, you know, the actual Demi Lovato YouTube channel, and I was like, what the hell? And I couldn't listen to it like fully because like me and Chris were trying to hang out before we had to go to work, so I didn't know what it was about. But then in our group chat, I think Allie had said like it was about like today's the 1 year since Roe v. Wade was overturned, so it's like a song about abortion and body autonomy. And I was like, oh my God, like that makes it even more like whoa.
Yeah, because we all saw like Demi posting on their story wearing that outfit in New York, and we were like, oh, what's that for? Like I really had no idea. I thought maybe a photo shoot or something. I definitely didn't think a new song, so, and a new music video. So that was really unexpected, and I don't even know what were your thoughts on the music video. I only watched it once, but I kept rewinding it.
No, the music video was so bad, especially at the end when Demi is like walking into the fire. I was
I know.
Really like that one meme with like the fire in the background. I'm like, oh my God, badass.
I had a dream last night that there was a wildfire in like my town, and it was terrifying. And I kept like, so I wonder if it's like, it's just when I saw the fire, I was like, I'm kind of scared. Like, no, it's just, it was weird, very weird. I never had like a dream like that. So yeah, that was really cool. I got to watch it again, but. Were there any lyrics that like stuck out to you?
Like the very beginning when like Demi was like, I can fuck whoever the fuck I wanna, mm-hmm. if they come, then I have to be a mother. Like just like, the fact that like
the
it's
whole
a
thing.
Yeah, like but the beginning, like it comes off so strong. It's like, you know, right away. It's like, oh damn.
Yeah.
Because I was not expecting that. Like, me and Chris were like, whoa, when like they said the lyrics, because I was like, what?
I know, I played it and Ren was in the living room with me. I was like, gonna watch it on my phone. I was like, let me put it on the screen. She loves Demi Lovato, so I played it and I was like, oh my God, luckily she's not like, one to like swear, Ren, but damn, I was like, okay. And I liked the reference to like the Salem witch trials, I love that. I'm so interested in Salem and I absolutely love Salem. It's one of my favorite places. So I was like, oh, like, I was like, this will be like a good, like Halloween song, but obviously that's not what the meaning is. And I think that was, you had said something on Twitter that was really important too, that like I wanted you to read because I love what you said.
Yeah, my direct tweet. But I literally I love Demi so much. And Demi posted like the, you know, snippet from the music video, and their message was saying like it's been a year since Roe v. Wade. And then even though the path forward will be challenging, we must continue to be united in our fight for reproductive justice. And so I said, people can say a lot of things about Demi, but no one can ever say that they don't use their voice and platform for good. A lot of celebrities can't say the same. And I said, one of my favorite songs to this day is Commander in Chief, and I love that they'll always care about the advocacy and message instead of the charts. Which, like, people are always coming at Demi being like, oh, Demi's not going to be high charting, and, like, Demi's never going to get a Grammy or awards or whatever. But, like, Demi's showed so many times that they don't care about that. Like, they care about using their voice to speak up for what's important rather than getting a trophy or being high on the charts.
And if you look back at Demi's past, like, quote-unquote scandals, a lot of them have to do with Demi being outspoken and people not liking that. Like, for example, the whole frozen yogurt thing, I feel like that, you know, Demi at the, I'm sure Demi thought what they were doing was helping, and that's just how they felt in the moment. And whether you agree with it or not, like, you know that Demi's intentions are always good. And that goes, and that shows with like Commander in Chief and now Swine and just like all the other things being so open about literally everything.
Yeah, so, Demi's career, I feel like, was based on them being so vulnerable, which I know that they probably don't like sometimes, that like they're like, that's who they are to everyone, like the vulnerable one. But like Demi is one of the only celebrities, I can't actually think of another one that's this outspoken. Like even like with the whole Barbie thing with Zendaya, I didn't think that that was going to turn into a scandal the way it did, because when I first saw it, I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. definitely made plus size Barbies, like representation. But yeah. like, I don't know, Demi, like with anything, I mean, maybe they don't say the right words sometimes and mm-hmm. that's why it starts whatever, but Demi will, one thing for sure, Demi will always speak out for what's important.
Definitely comparing Demi to like their peers that people always put them up against, Demi is definitely the most outspoken yeah. using their voice. I don't really follow them, the other ones, so maybe they do, but I just know that Demi's not afraid and hasn't been afraid, and they don't care about the backlash. Like this song and Commander in Chief, like I feel like even more so this one is probably going to cause more of like an uproar yeah. because it's such a like topic that people are afraid to talk about yeah. amongst like their friends and stuff. Like if you have different views, political views, like that causes a lot of tension. And so I feel like I haven't read any of the comments of like what people are saying, but I'm sure they're not all yeah. positive, you know? So
yeah, but that's the thing, like Demi doesn't even care. Demi knows what they believe in and they know what's right. Not to say anyone else's opinion is wrong, but like Demi right. knows what they believe in their heart and that they need to speak out about that. And that's what's so important. Like, and that's honestly like what inspired me to start the business that I have, not to like
shit. Oh yeah, go ahead, plug it.
Gladiolus & Co. It's a mental health apparel business. But yeah, Demi literally inspired me to do that, because for so long I wanted to be that voice for others, but I was afraid of backlash I would get from people because they're like, oh, depression isn't real, it's just for attention. But like Demi's the one that pushed me to, like, I think right after Commander in Chief came out is when I started the business, because I was just so moved by the way that they used their voice and platform for good. Like, it just, they could have yeah. just started singing songs about sex and drugs to get high on the charts, but no, they're choosing to advocate.
Yeah, just to see, I don't know, it makes me really proud, you know what I mean? So
I'm proud to be a Levotic. Our national anthem, guys.
Our national anthem, right?
Like hand over heart to like a flag with Demi.
Oh my god, I'm dead. It would probably like be like a pride flag.
Yeah.
With Demi's face on it.
Demi's face. We need to everyone make it happen. July 4th show, we raise the flag of Demi and sing our national anthem.
Oh my god. Okay, so speaking of the 4th of July show, do you think Demi's going to perform it? Because I see people thinking that that's going to happen, but I don't think.
I don't think even Commander in Chief was performed live, was it? I think that was the same thing.
I think that one time, I don't know if it was live, but it was for some type of something.
Yeah, like, I don't think, I feel like July 4th is like too big. Like if it was like a smaller thing, but July 4th is going to be too big of like a, like I wouldn't feel comfortable with Demi performing that at July 4th.
I don't
like,
think
an uproar. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, can you imagine Demi performing that? I don't know why.
Yeah. Especially like people that haven't heard it. Like, we would at least know about it, but like the people that are just there for like a random concert would be like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. You know, people had reached out and asked me to make merch for the song, but I don't know. I don't feel comfortable doing it because it's such a,
yeah, no, it's like a, you can't really, it's like creating merch. I don't know, but like, there's not really anything you can do. Like, what do you,
I mean, I guess you could, but like it, the meaning behind the song, it just, I would not, like, I just, that just,
it's like too serious of a topic. Like,
exactly, to be like making merch about, I don't know. So I don't think that'll be coming, but we're always like, I'm going to plug myself now too. So feel free whenever you want. We always do, except for last year, I don't even remember what happened, but the past years we always do like a campaign. We sell like a certain design and then all the proceeds go to a charity. So I'm not sure what charity we're going to do, but that's always for on like Demi's birthday that we do. But
did you do abortion last year? Because if not, I feel like you should do like any abortion funds this year.
Yeah, I could, because I know that Demi shared a link
yeah.
with all of like this information and then like ways to donate. So that's something that I would definitely keep in mind, because I'm not sure. I always like to donate to a cause like that Demi was
yeah.
very like vocal about and was supporting throughout the year. And I feel like that one would be a really great one to do. So that might be coming. I don't think if it's going to be swine. I don't know. I would really have to like think about that, but yeah. So 4th of July, I don't think that's going to be happening. It's also going to be aired on like CNN, Demi's performance, I think.
Oh, awesome.
So
yeah, it's definitely gonna be all the mainstream songs then, because if it's going on TV, Demi can't sing like "Holy Fuck."
No. And you know, like you said, if Demi did perform that song, it would cause so. Can you imagine the crowd?
Especially like people like brought their kids, and like the first thing they heard was, "I can fuck whoever the fuck I want." It like,
how would is that censored? Is there like a clean version on iTunes? I haven't even looked.
I don't even know how that would be clean.
I don't know. If you guys are going or watching, I don't think that's going to be happening. But I would love to hear it.
I would love to hear it live for sure. Yeah,
like another show.
Yeah. So. But yeah, I still listen to Commander in Chief to this day. Like, I saw that and I was like, oh my god, another one? Because Commander in Chief, like, held such a special place in my heart, because I, like, during the BLM movement, although it's still not going on, but, like, 2020 and, like, the prime of it, like, I was going to every protest, I was, like, fighting so hard, and, like, when that song came out, I was like, thank god that Demi's also in this fight, because, like, oh my god, it was so much. But yeah, now, like, with this, I honestly, it crossed my mind that it's been a year already. Like, I remember that day so vividly, like all the posts I was making, all the friends I lost that day, like so vividly. I can't believe it's been a year.
It's insane. Time is just a very weird thing.
Yeah.
But to end it on a lighter note, can we talk about how Demi looked in the music video?
Oh my god, I was watching it with Chris, and the first words that came out of our mouth was, "They're so hot."
like in unison, when you guys both said it.
No, literally, like we were both like, at the very beginning, and then like the part when Demi was like at that table in like the queen chair, whatever the hell that chair was, it was like a royalty chair. I was like, oh my god, like this is so badass. I love the music video.
Can you imagine if when we met Demi, we were asking like, are we gonna get like new music at the concert, like they told us, oh, I just filmed a music video for something.
Is that the rock song that they were talking about?
I don't know.
Because they didn't say rock version of a song. They just said rock's music or rock song.
Oh, did they? Yeah, see, yeah, I don't think rock version. I didn't record that. What if we were getting, like, the first hints of it?
Yeah.
No idea.
Because Demi had already performed it whenever we asked that.
Yeah. They did the music video, like, the day before.
Yeah. Oh, man. Y'all, we got the sneak peek.
Possibly. We were not confirmed. Yeah. But that was... wow, what a way to wake up on this Thursday.
No, literally.
Day. Thursday day. Yeah, that was just like not
expected. There wasn't even any hints of it. Like, Demi just dropped that. I can't even remember if Commander in Chief was like that. Like, it was just dropped.
Yeah, I don't remember that either. Again, that was like so long ago, it feels like. But you know, too, I've been loving that Demi's been giving us like the songs like randomly. Like, we got like the rock versions, but then also with like Still Alive, throwing it back to like what was it, Unforgettable, just like all these like random songs in between like the albums. I don't know what it is. Yes, and it's just it's making like the waiting time in between the albums easier for all of us, I would say. So overall, I gotta listen to it again, but from the first listen or the I haven't listened to it fully without rewinding it a bunch of times. But from the first listen, I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10, 100%. Not even just, like, for the message, but, it's like, the lyric. Like, I feel like Demi has grown so much lyrically. Like, the entire Holy Fuck album, I feel like people would appreciate it more if they literally just sat down and read the lyrics. Because even though it sounds like an album about, like, sinning and whatever the hell people have said, like, if you listen to the lyrics, like, it applies to everyone, regardless of what religion you are. Like, the lyrics are just... So, yeah, I love Demi for that.
Yeah, because every single line in this song, my mouth was just opened. Yeah. I was like, holy shit.
Like, if you actually sit there and, like, analyze it, it's like, whoa, Demi's spitting some... Yeah.
I was reading the lyrics, like, as I was watching the music video on my TV, because I was like, what is Demi saying here? Like, did I hear that right? This is just so crazy. I was not expecting this. So well written.
Like, I literally saw the notification pop up and I was like, I did a double take.
Like, on a Thursday, like, we didn't, like, I wasn't prepared for any of
it. I wouldn't have been prepared tomorrow either, but like, it was
I know. And we would have done a reaction, I'm sure. It's just so hard to do a reaction when we're not together.
That's what I was thinking about when I first saw it. I didn't watch it like when I sent that screenshot of it, I didn't even watch it because I was like, maybe we should film a reaction. But then I was like, it's always so hard on Zoom. All right, that's it for us this week, guys. Well, there's two this week, so you're welcome.
And I think you're getting another one at some point, too. We have a lot of content coming. I think we're recording tomorrow for something.
Yeah, I was going to say, it makes up for like the two or so weeks that we didn't
film. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And oh my God, next month is our 2 year of the podcast, isn't it? Was it August 1st or
August? It's August. Either July 31st or August 1st. One of those.
I can never remember.
Yeah.
One of those days. But
I know I came that weekend, but I forgot which day we actually uploaded the first episode.
Oh, exciting. Okay. Well,
we should the merch.
If you haven't checked us out on Spotify, make sure you guys head over there. It helps us out so much if you guys take a listen on there as well. The video format is on there too if you're a visual. So it just
watch
helps
the video, you can come leave a comment on YouTube, you know. I watched y'all on Spotify, but here to comment.
Yeah. Yeah, we appreciate any support. Follow us on Instagram. We never really like plug our social media, but Instagram is a good place if you guys ever want to talk to us and chat. So with that being said, we will see you guys
for watching. And we'll see you whenever Demi drops something out.
I know, you never know. We'll see you guys later. Bye. Bye guys. Sorry that it took so long, but baby, you're free.